Gulf Islands National Seashore has closed the Fort Pickens area to all incoming public use for the next few days due to high wind and surf from Monday night's weather event. WUWF's Sandra Averhart has details.
National Park Service officials say the closure was necessary because low-lying sections of Fort Pickens Road have been overwashed.
Overnight we had some wind and high surf, and that brought water and sand onto the road, and it is impassable.
Susan Teal is chief of resource education at Gulf Islands National Seashore. She says Fort Pickens is scheduled to remain closed at least for the next few days while crews work to clear the road.
Of course, the water table is high, and, you know, we can't move the water. We can move the sand, but we need the water to draw down a little bit to move the sand. So we're hoping to, you know, to have the road completely cleared, we're thinking Friday.
Teal says the current condition of the road means no new campers will be able to enter the Fort Pickens area for a few days, but all current campers are being allowed to stay and will be provided the ability to come and go as soon as possible.
You know, they're high and dry. It's just in our low-lying areas that, you know, that the road has flooded and is impassable. So we have been in contact with all of our campers, so we're keeping track of them, and they have access to our staff if they need.
And while Fort Pickens is closed, Park Service officials are opening Fort Barrancas at Pensacola Naval Air Station for the remainder of today and tomorrow. All park visitor centers will be closed Thanksgiving Day. In the meantime, Teal says other areas of Gulf Islands National Seashore will be open as usual.
The Naval Live Oaks area will be open. The Opal Beach area will be open. Perdido Key will be open. So folks can visit those areas, and they're accessible to the visitors should they want to go out there.
Again, due to water and sand on the road, the Fort Pickens area of Gulf Islands National Seashore is now closed, with reopening tentatively set for Saturday, Friday at the earliest. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.